Emerging technologies. Emerging technologies described here include cloud computing, artificial intelligence, machine learning, data analytics, sensors, telematics, control towers, quantum computing, 3D printing, wearable technology, augmented reality, robotic process automation, autonomous/automated guided vehicles, and drones. Cloud computing. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines cloud computing as an emerging way of computing in which data is stored in massive data centers that can be accessed from any computer connected to the internet. Cloud computing is a distributed set of servers, databases, applications, and networks that provides online access as leased platforms, data storage space, or applications. Rather than storing data on a particular database's hardware, for example, a cloud solution does not permanently designate space to any one client or use, but instead allocates it on a floating basis to enable flexibility in expanding or contracting based on needed capacity. This makes the systems efficient. Cloud applications are accessed on a web browser and are offered as leased solutions called Software as a Service, SaaS. For example, rather than purchasing a transportation management system, the software could be leased, which, in addition to providing the basic functions, could be integrated with traffic data and so on. Such solutions can greatly reduce implementation and upgrade costs and speed time to value. The vendor automatically upgrades the software seamlessly. Supply chain partners can also easily sign up for the same service and participate to gain real-time visibility into demand or supply issues. There are also procurement networks that enable buyers and sellers to find each other and to automate their transactions. Similarly, organizations can eliminate their owned platforms or infrastructure and lease platforms as a service, PaaS, or infrastructure as a service, IS. PaaS allows organizations to develop, deploy, and host customer-facing applications, apps. IS hosts the organization's information technology network, servers, and data storage on the cloud. SaaS providers may be PaaS customers, and PaaS providers may be IaaS customers. Cloud computing downsides include the ongoing lease cost, the fact that ending the lease ends the service, the risk of internet failure restricting access, and the risk of the organization's sensitive data being in the hands of a third party. These systems tend to have good protections, however, including backing up data in more than one geographic location. Another issue to explore is system response times. Warehouse management systems are slow to migrate to SaaS in part due to the fast response time needed for materials handling or connecting to terminals. Artificial intelligence and data analytics. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the following terms. Artificial intelligence. 1. Computer programs that can learn and reason in a manner similar to humans. The problem is defined in terms of states and operators to generate a search space that is examined for the best solution. In contrast, conventional programming collects and processes data by algorithm or fixed step-by-step procedures. 2. An area in computer science that attempts to develop AI computer programs. Machine learning. Artificial intelligence software that is capable of analysis, self-training, and observation to improve its own performance. It is often used to assist with planning and forecasting. Expert system. A type of artificial intelligence computer system that mimics human experts by using rules and heuristics rather than deterministic algorithms. Heuristics. A form of problem solving in which the results or rules have been determined by experience or intuition instead of by optimization. Heuristics can be used in such areas as forecasting, lot sizing, or determining production, staff, or inventory levels. Analytics. The review of typically large sets of business data using mathematics, statistics, and computer software to identify meaningful patterns in the data to help in decision-making. Artificial intelligence, AI, is advanced software capable of self-improvement. Machine learning is basically a description of how AI can self-improve. Expert systems rely on preset logic, policies, and controls, for example, rules, as well as heuristics. A decision support system is an example of an expert system. If the system is capable of developing new heuristics, for example, it would also be considered a form of machine learning. Data analytics is the processing and manipulation of large amounts of data, called big data, when the amount of data is very large and a lot of processing is required, from multiple sources to generate useful insights and actionable information. These types of systems are becoming better and better at pattern detection, such as for fraud or bottlenecks. They support continuous process improvement through optimization algorithms, for example, for optimization of distribution networks, inventory levels, picking and shipping order, and marketing promotions. Promotions could even be customized to specific customer segments or adapt to demand changes on an hourly basis. Advanced types of data analytics, such as predictive analytics, rely on AI or machine learning to predict things like equipment maintenance requirements. This can help reduce excess parts inventory and improve equipment longevity. It can also help predict the best locations for positioning maintenance staff. Similar systems can help allocate resources for manufacturing or service provision. Sensors and telematics. Sensors are devices that can monitor differences in conditions to control equipment on a dynamic basis. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Telematics are remote sensing and remote control technologies that rely on photosensors, radio frequency identification, RFID, lasers, and so on to provide automated data capture and control from a remote control center or control tower. Sensors and telematics can provide process visibility and automation to a greater range of industries than in the past. In addition to improving internal systems, data from such systems can be shared with supply chain partners to better balance supply and demand and manage inventory levels. For example, an automated barcode scanner or RFID sensor on a conveyor belt can scan goods as they pass by. These technologies also help with asset utilization, such as indicating when a vehicle is idle versus in use. Driving habits can also be assessed. Data analytics or big data systems may be needed to create useful information out of the data from multiple sources. The information can be presented on interactive dashboards or other simplified interfaces. Control towers. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines supply chain control towers as follows. A centralized hub that provides an integrated, complete view of data across the end-to-end supply chain. The system allows the supplier to see the requirements and inventory levels at the customer's site, enhances the ability to get accurate information about supply location and availability, and highlights any potential excess inventory. Similarly, it helps the customer easily identify supply and demand variations and take necessary actions to return excess inventory. A supply chain control tower is much like an airport control tower in that it is intended to provide centralized visibility and control. A supply chain control tower consolidates real-time, end-to-end data from around the supply chain to enable visibility, analysis, prediction, and control. These control towers are most commonly offered as cloud-based solutions. The software has dashboards that enable operators to drill down into the details for better visibility and to exercise control, such as by doing real-time order planning and exception management. The software may also have artificial intelligence, machine learning, and data analytics capabilities. However, there is no standard definition of which specific features or modules are included or omitted from a control tower, so it is critical to do due diligence on requirements and gaps before investing in a control tower. Existing systems may already have many of these capabilities. There are many subtypes of control towers, such as transportation control towers that analyze on-time orders, transport costs, and performance, and enable controls such as track and trace, exception management, single-tier inventory sourcing, and transportation optimization. Supply chain control towers that analyze on-time and full OTIF orders, total cost to serve, and 3PL/broker performance. These towers enable controls such as full visibility, a broader set of exceptions, multi-tier inventory sourcing, and optimization that uses internal and external capacity for storage and transportation. Quantum computing. Quantum computing is an entirely different way to build a computer. While a supercomputer is just a really extensive version of a regular computer, a quantum computer uses principles from quantum physics and nanoscale superconductors chilled to nearly absolute zero to enable simultaneous mapping of all the millions or billions of permutations of a problem in a vast multidimensional space. Using principles of waveform interference, the correct solutions are magnified in amplitude while the incorrect solutions shrink. Because a quantum computer can look at all answers simultaneously rather than sequentially, it is radically faster than a supercomputer for optimization problems. Consider this example provided by IBM of finding one item in a list of 1 trillion, where it takes 1 microsecond to check each item. A supercomputer would take about a week to find the answer. A quantum computer could do the task in about 1 second. While quantum computing is still considered to be in the early stages of development, such computers exist, and organizations like IBM are ramping up related hardware and software engineering. Since supply chains are all about optimizing systems with numerous trade-offs, quantum computing services might be leased as a service to optimize many things, such as delivery routes to multiple cities, to find the option with the smallest fuel cost. In a sustainability example, IBM has teamed with ExxonMobil to use quantum computing to discover new materials to reduce carbon emissions. 3D printing. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines 3D printing as the process of layering materials to make products and components using computer data. 3D printing is printing on demand of 3D objects based on 3D digital models, typically by adding a material such as plastic or metal one layer at a time. 3D printing can be used for on-demand manufacturing at the point of demand, such as for replacement parts or items with uncertain demand that would not benefit by being kept in inventory. The lack of need to ship the item can provide sustainability benefits. This type of make-to-order may find applications in aerospace, medical devices, defense, automotive, and consumer products. A key application of 3D printing is rapid prototyping, since any 3D design can be printed and become a real object that can be experienced. Wearable technology and augmented reality. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the following terms. Wearable. A form of technology worn on the body that allows hands-free work by being voice and or gesture activated. Wearables can be used for a wide variety of activities within a supply chain, including tracking activity levels, distances moved to execute transactions, and even the exact location of workers in the warehouse. Augmented reality, AR. Using holographic imagery alongside the physical environment to provide additional information or guidance about how to carry out a task. For example, warehouse employees can wear AR-enabled smart glasses to see information about the locations of items, as well as instructions about what items and quantities to pick when pulling material to fill an order. Wearable technology includes a variety of hands-free devices that are integrated into information systems, for example, warehouse management systems, to enable visual or voice or gesture-based interactions rather than requiring keyword entry or delayed entry of data. Many such systems exist for warehouse picking and put away, for example, pick to voice. These systems reduce errors and increase worker efficiency. The systems also leave the hands free to enable physical movements of goods and so on. Augmented reality, AR, is a feature of vision-based wearable technology that overlays instructions or graphics on top of normal vision to provide interactive guidance. Smart glasses and heads-up displays in vehicles are examples. Issues with smart glasses include how to accommodate people who wear glasses and how to secure information accessed on such devices. Issues with wearable technology in general include the battery life of the systems. Robotic process automation. Robotic process automation, RPA, is defined as the use of software robots, also referred to as bots, to emulate human execution of repetitive, predefined business processes. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. RPA does not refer to actual robots such as those used in a plant. These software bots automate repetitive interactions with customers or with other automated systems. This includes interactions with customers or third parties, such as responses to frequently asked questions or service inquiries. It can take the form of automated emails, texts, or online chat functions. The primary benefit is a large reduction in customer service labor costs. The primary issue is that such systems are not as good as a real person, and some customers may be dissatisfied. Some issues will still need to be escalated to a real person. Autonomous and automated guided vehicles. Autonomous vehicles include self-driving cars and semis, but such vehicles still face regulatory hurdles. The primary supply chain management use of automated vehicles at present is in automated guided vehicle systems. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines Automated Guided Vehicle System, AGVS, as follows. A transportation network that automatically routes one or more material handling devices, such as carts or pallet trucks, and positions them at predetermined destinations without operator intervention. AGVS is used in manufacturing or warehousing. The devices navigate using markers, wires, vision sensors, radio frequency communications, and so on. Amazon and many other warehouses use robots such as this to move warehouse freight to the pickers rather than vice versa. These systems reduce labor costs, help control inventory, improve worker safety, enhance efficiency, and use less energy. Selection should be based on requirements and cost, but there are many varieties, so there should be a flexible solution to a given materials handling issue. AGVS may include real-time communication anywhere, GPS, and various types of sensors. The primary issue with such technology is its cost, though this has been falling over the years. Most systems have a payback period in the range of 2 years, according to technology and supply chain management and logistics. Another issue is the time required for the implementation project, which the same source says can range from 6 months to a year. Drones. Drones are autonomous or remote-controlled aircraft with sensor packages. While drones have significant potential, current uses include tracking assets in yards, performing inventory counts, pipeline inspection, or inspection of difficult-to-access areas. Drones face significant regulatory restrictions on their use.